check. What's going on, y'all? Susila Hernandez here. This video talking about achieving the things that we want to achieve and how what it takes to get there. It's gotten to the point for me that I know that the only way to get the things that I want to get is to work hard, to work for them. Nobody's going to hand it to me. I mean, it's not going to be handed to me. There's not going to be any savior to come and give me the things that I desire, you know, like, say, a good marriage or a successful career or, you know, successful lifestyle, successful retirement, or whatever it may be that you see yourself being successful at, or something that you desire, you know. Could be anything. I mean, like, if you want a nice house, or if you want an excellent relationship, you know, if you believe in a certain religion and you want your religion to, you want to be good at what you believe, you know, just anything, really. It takes hard work. It takes dedication, determination. It takes you understanding that you're gonna fall. You know, you're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna make mistakes. We make mistakes, you know, along the way in striving to achieve what we want to achieve. We're gonna make mistakes, you know. Mistakes are gonna happen. We're gonna fall. We're gonna fail. And that's just a part of life, you know. When we realize that it's just a part of life, then it doesn't become a fear for us that we're gonna fall or we're gonna fail, and I'm gonna be embarrassed, and you know what I mean. Those are the byproducts of us not achieving what we want to achieve, you know. So I want to encourage you to understand that things are going to happen along your way, along your journey. If you're programming, if you're playing guitar, if you're doing whatever you're doing to strive to be better, or to attain something. Like, say you see somebody doing something, somebody successful at what they're doing, and you want that for yourself, you know. Take it a step further than envy and jealousy, you know, and get wisdom, you know, get knowledge on how to attain the things you want to attain, how to achieve the things you want to achieve. If it's a successful marriage, if it's successful in your finances or in investments or your career, whatever, like, this applies to every area of your life. Discipline. Be willing to make mistakes and correct them along the way. Be willing to be teachable. Be willing to continue to gain wisdom and knowledge in that you can be successful in what you want to be successful in. You know, be humble. That's another thing. Like, humble yourself. Stay humble, knowing that it's a process. You know, when you're humble in the sense that you know that it's a process and that it takes time. It takes, you know, good tending to your flock, you know, tilling your land, faithfully planting your seed and harvesting, and, you know, and giving light to your seed that it might grow, you know, well. That way at harvest time, you have a good harvest and you're proud and you're happy at what you've achieved. So stay humble, like continue to remind yourself, like, because there's little victories. You have these little victories, like, wow, I did this, you know. It's just one step closer to what I want to get. Or say you do achieve it, at that point, share, you know, you can be at a point to where you can share what you know with others, and that continues to keep you humble, because you understand the work that it took to get there, and you want to help somebody else. Like, that's kind of like the next step, I think, you know, in your, in continuing to be successful in what you've already been successful in. It's the next level, in sharing the things that you know, because you're humbling yourself, and that you're bringing yourself, not putting yourself down, not belittling yourself, but having the self-control to get down to the eye level of the person that wants to learn what you know. That's humility. It's not belittling yourself. To be humble is to be able to have self-control enough to say, I know I know this, you know, I'm smart, I've achieved this, but you have self-control enough to say, the person that's trying to learn, you know, enough self-control to put yourself in their shoes, you know, and saying, hey, I was there, I understand, here's what I know. You know, and that's just a blessing. That's when you become a blessing for others that are looking to want to do what you do. I get so a great joy in teaching the stuff that I know. I know how to play guitar. I know how to read music. I know a little bit about programming. And I share this stuff. And it gives me joy to teach people on their journey, because I was there, you know. And it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I enjoy sharing the things that I'm knowledgeable about to those that are trying to learn how to do it. Just to see them become successful is rewarding for me. It doesn't cost any money for you to help somebody else to become successful. It's more of like an internal success, not an egotistical, but like you're fulfilling purpose. You learn so that you can teach others. You know, it's kind of like discipleship. And it's important, you know. So if you're looking to become successful in your finances, your marriage, and anything, it's going to take hard work. It's not going to be easy along the way. It takes discipline. It takes you willingness to humble yourself in learning from others, knowing that you don't know everything. You know, it takes you having the willingness to know that you're going to fall and fail and make mistakes along the way, and the courage that it takes to get back up after you make a mistake or after you fall and fail. The courage to get back up and continue riding the horse, you know, continue to work at it. You know, if it didn't work that way, try a different way. Go get some more knowledge on how to figure out that problem, and, you know, go back and try to solve it. That's how you do it. Stay humble, remain humble. You can do this. Stay encouraged. Know that you're not alone. There's people out there that are walking the same walk as you, not the exact same walk, but that can relate, because they themselves are trying to be successful as well. I'm trying to be successful as well in several areas of my life. I'm married. I have a daughter. I want to be a good father, a good husband, you know, a good provider to my family, a good programmer, a good landlord, a good, you know, person that handles their finances well. And I'm not perfect, you know, I'm still learning. It's a humbling process whenever you get to the next level, because there's always going to be another giant to conquer. And it, whenever you've conquered before, you've already worked to the success that you're at, you know that it's a growing process, and you can attain the next level because you've already done one level first. And it's kind of like you're growing that muscle of success. You know, you're growing it bigger and bigger and bigger, and it takes hard work, determination, willingness to fail, humility, you know, humbling yourself, knowing that you're going to fall and fail. The main thing too, there's going to be haters out there. There's going to be haters no matter what. Like, they're always out there. No matter what's, you know, and it seems like the more successful you are, the more prosperous you become by doing the hard work and determination and stuff, the more people hate on you. It's I see that, like, And it's just like, no matter what walk you're in, there's always going to be somebody hating you at that level. You get to another level, there's going to be another person hating you at that level, you know? And it's just, it just comes with the territory. It's just going to happen. So every level, there's going to be somebody hating. And that just comes with the territory. That's one of the things we have to learn to get past, you know, and try not to let it, I mean, figure out a way to not let it bother you. You know, and my wife is really good at this. Like she's at a point where she's like, they're gonna be there. I already know. I'm just here to do what I gotta do, and that's it. Me, it's something that I struggle with, honestly, and sometimes it can get to me. Like, and I'm just like, oh man, I gotta deal with this person again. You know, and I can kind of sense that they're upset, not upset, but like, they're just hating. Like, it's just something that, to me, I don't understand. Like, why, you know, what's the deal? Like, why do they hate? You know, what why are they trying to hate on my game? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, and I want good for them. I'm like, dude, I mean, I want so much to, like, be able to share with those people. Look, this is how I did it. You know, whatever you hate about me, this is how I did it. This is how you can become successful too. But when I noticed that when I try that, they ain't trying to hear it. Like, they don't want to do the work that it takes to get it. And I feel like they know that it takes work, but they don't want to do it, you know? And it's just something you got to deal with. And anybody will tell you, any successful business person will tell you, like, people are going to hate, you know? And some business people are so good at just putting it, like, not putting off, but like ignoring it, that they still do what they do, you know? I mean, they're still successful, you know? And it's like, if they can be like that too, then I can too, you know? And another thing too, like, I want to bring, this could be a totally different topic too, but it's your career. Like, I want to say that, like, being at a job for a long time is not security. I want to say that you having skill and you knowing your stuff, knowing how to problem solve, that is your job security. As long as you have skill, as long as you know how to problem solve, as long as you know how to communicate with people, as long as you know how to continue to be knowledgeable about what you're doing and developing your skill, you'll always have a job. You'll always have a job in whatever industry you're in, because you know your stuff. You know, you're respectable, you're honorable, you're honest, you know, you're all these good qualities. You always have a job. So if you lose your job, say you've been at a job for 2-3 years, you lose your job, you know what you're doing in that job. Say you lose your job for some dumb reason, like some guy just doesn't like you and, you know, he tries to get you fired and you get fired. Okay, there's still tons of companies out there. You still know the stuff. You're still respectable. You're still honorable. You can find the job. So that the job doesn't define you. Your skill, you know, your job doesn't define you, and the job that you're at does not make you successful. What makes you successful is knowing your stuff. Like I said, being respectable, honorable, how to communicate with people, knowledgeable, continue to develop your skill set, all these factors. You have all that stuff and you've developed it throughout time, you can find the job. You can find a job. Like, if you got the skill and you know your stuff, you can get a job anywhere. So your job it does not determine your success. Your skill level does. Your problem solving does. Your communication does. All those wrapped in one, you know. So be encouraged, guys. Know that you're not alone in this walk. And there's other people striving to be successful in areas of their life. Finances, marriage, career, whatever. Programming, guitar, being a father, being a husband. All these guys. So thanks a lot for listening. If you listened up until this point, thank you for take an interest in what I do, you can support me on Patreon. You can support me on PayPal, make a one-time donation. I'll leave some links in the description, or you can find my links at jesushilariohilarioh.com/links. If you go to that URL address, you'll find a bunch of different links, like my social media stuff, where you can donate, my chat rooms that I usually check out, so you can hit me up there. Subscribe to this podcast, download the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, wherever you watch me, wherever you listen. Leave a comment, leave a like, whether bad, good or bad, any feedback helps. I appreciate you guys watching. Thanks for watching thus far and listening. Have a good one.